Well, it's the season. We've made it through spring and summer, as weird as those months were weather-wise, into fall, and we're headed towards winter. With heading towards winter, of course, there's lots of different festivities that go on in and around our area. And we're going to talk for the next few minutes about Millerton. They're holding their annual Festival of Lights weekend coming up November 25th and 27th. And with us today, we have Dana Scarpa and Jeremy, am I pronouncing your last name right by saying Beauvillard?
That is absolutely correct. Yes,
I just wanted to make sure that I was doing it right. Well, first of all, we'll let people know who don't know which stores you both represent. Dana, we'll start off with you first.
I own Designer Finds, an upscale consignment boutique in Millerton, opened Tax Day.
What a day to open it! And Jeremy, of course, you are from the movie house in Millerton, right?
Yes, that is correct. I'm the general manager of the movie house.
All right. We've got that out of the way, and we'll talk now about this event, which I know has turned into a great event, and I expect an even bigger event. Mention this: you've got a lot that goes on all weekend long. Millerton Business Alliance. Did you all get together and put this together as a group?
So the Millerton Business Alliance, in combination with the fire department, have done the annual Festival of Lights, the Christmas tree lighting, the big parade of lights. Jeremy and I happen to be two new people on the Business Alliance, and we formed a smaller committee that had about five of us involved to hold and get together all the information for this wonderful event.
I think it's great. This event really does feature a lot of different chances for families, as a matter of fact. And Jeremy, talking to you, obviously the movie house is very involved in this, obviously with screenings.
Yes, absolutely. So as the movie house has done in years past, and we did last year with Elf, we are very happy to bring back a free screening to everyone in the community who would like to come. We're screening The Polar Express, the Robert Zemeckis animated film starring Tom Hanks. We're opening all three of our main theaters, first come, first serve, and we're also including free of charge a small popcorn and a beverage of your choice, fountain soda beverage of your choice. So we're happy to have 368 or more, I guess. We'll even accommodate more somehow if we have the capacity. So, yes, very excited for that. That's starting at 11. So doors will open at 10:30. Like I said, first come, first serve. And then immediately following the film, we got a really cool thing going on across the street, Dana.
But you know what we have before that, Jeremy, because we figured people are going to be lining up for the movie theater. Across, we have ice carving demonstration by none other than Jeff Scarpa, who is a professional ice carver, who will be carving ice from 10 to 2 across the street from the movie house in Veterans Park. So you can watch the beginning. Everyone can watch the beginning of these two big 300-pound blocks of ice. And then when they come out of the movie, it's going to be an ice carving.
Now, how did Jeff get involved in ice carving?
He's an executive chef. Okay. So he just learned to do it, and he's just creative. And he's, you know, traveled all over the U.S. doing some competitions.
Yeah, it's 200-300-pound blocks of ice. I just give credit to people that can do this, not only because they've got the talent to do it and the imagination, but damn, it gets cold.
Not to mention, it's a block of ice, and he sees it three-dimensionally, and we don't.
Well, that's the truly amazing thing about it. They have the idea, and then they can actually do it in the round, which is always just blows me away.
Yeah, so it's wonderful, and it's great for the people, you know, the adults and the kids. So after they, you know, can watch some of that, they'll go to their movie, and they come out and go straight across the street because they're going to be handed a raffle ticket, a free raffle ticket, and between 1:15 and 1:30, we're going to hold a raffle, and we have amazing prizes that have been donated from various local businesses in town. Bicycles, scooters, gift baskets, gift certificates, all kinds of things. They're great.
Now, let me just say that what we're talking about right now is on Friday, okay?
It's all Black Friday.
On the 25th, and that's the ice carving, the free screening of the Polar Express, and then the children's raffle. So now we can move on to what goes on between 1 and 3.
Concurrently with the raffle, is going to be cookie decorating and live music. Hosted at the Northeast Community Center. And then we have hot cocoa and cookies being given out right at Veterans Park, right where the ice carving is going to be and where the raffle is going to be held. That's being hosted by Salisbury Bank. And then also being picked up and dropped off in that same spot at Veterans Park and Dutchess Ave are free hay rides as well. So you get cookies, you get cocoa, you got hay rides. There's going to be even more. We're really trying to go all out with both a combination of things that have been, you know, successful and been really appreciated in years past, and then kind of some new elements we've brought as well. So we're really excited about all these things happening this afternoon. Also from 2:30 to 4:30. We have the Salisbury Brass Band performing holiday songs in Veterans Park. So Veterans Park is really kind of going to be the epicenter from which everything flows in Millerton, particularly on Friday. And then leading up after that, we have Dana.
Well, that's when the Festival of Lights begins, you know, with the fire department lineup, I think. You know, on the side of the streets will be at 4:30. The Festival Lights Parade will start at 5 o'clock and the tree lighting with the fire department. But there's just, you know, all the stores will be open a little bit later that evening. So if it's really cold, people can stand and wait inside the buildings.
You know what's great about this, and it gets darker earlier now, and so when the Salisbury Brass Band is performing their holiday songs, the great thing about Millerton is when they're performing those songs, you're going to be able to walk around Millerton and hear that music basically wherever you walk, you're going to be able to.
Absolutely.
And that just adds just a feeling of definite holidayness with no problem at all. Now, all this we're talking about right now is Friday. But as we said in the beginning of this, this is a weekend event that you have going on all weekend long. And obviously, let's talk about some of the participating shops and some of the things that are going on.
Yeah, so throughout the weekend, there's going to be festive tastings and treats, seasonal discounts and sales in a lot of the participating shops. On Main Street and elsewhere. The Himeli Ornament Workshop is going to be at the Irondale Schoolhouse. There's a book giveaway at the Northeast Millerton Library. And then one of the things that we're most excited about, we've brought a snowman scavenger hunt. Dana, do you want to describe exactly what's going on with the snowman scavenger
Marshall,
hunt?
Do you remember in years gone past they had done the Where's Waldo
Absolutely.
In Millerton?
Absolutely.
Years. Like, my kids are in their 20s, and I remember bringing my kids over to do Where's Waldo. So we're kind of going along the same line, but it's a snowman scavenger hunt. The kids will all be given a postcard, and they go to different participating stores, which you'll know because they'll have a sign in the window whether or not they're participating. And the kids go to each store and grab a piece of, per se, the pie, piece of the snowman. So you might get a scarf, you might get a mitten. And so they build their snowman. And once they're done, they're going to go down to the Irondale Schoolhouse where they have that Himeli woodworking wood shop all weekend, and they're going to get a little prize there just for participating. It's really going to be fun.
Now, on Saturday, I see notice here that the ornament workshop is going to be from 12 to 3.
I'm pretty sure. You know what? I know it's going to be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, so 12
to
3.
So they're having the wood shop working workshop all weekend long.
And the Northeast Millerton Library is also going to have a book giveaway all weekend long as well.
Yep.
It just sounds like a it just sounds like a fun event for all weekend long. And if people have been listening and they want to get more information, of course, on the web, you just have to go to millertonevents.com. That's millertonevents.com. When we post this up on our on-demand page under the interview section, we'll also have all the events listed in order, and we'll have a link to millertonevents.com. It's great because you've expanded this. Has it been a little hard to try to figure out the schedule, putting something like this together with so many different pieces?
Jeremy, I don't think it has. Do you?
I would actually say, I actually think it's been more exciting than anything else. I think maybe, like you mentioned earlier, we've had a couple of years off, more or less, because of COVID. I feel like there's been an overwhelmingly positive response for people to want to be involved in various capacities. So, yeah, aside from, you know, tying certain point A's to point B's together, it's actually been, you know, really great from an enthusiasm and engagement standpoint.
You know what I've seen develop over the past 10 years? The great community involvement of all the businesses and individuals that participate and make all of your events, and I do mean all of your events year-round, because you have so many so popular, not only to people from the Millerton area, but from the entire tri-state region.
Absolutely. I mean, this is for everyone. This is for, you know, it's, you know, like the movie is first come, first serve. I think it's going to be a big sellout because we're posting posters all over the place in you know, really from Millerton to Amenia to Salisbury, Sharon, all different places. I mean, it's just going to be a fun family event. And let's not forget all these stores on Main Street. Yeah. They're going to be having great sales.
Another great thing about Millerton is, A, there's plenty of parking between the street parking, Century Boulevard, and the parking lot off South Center Street. And Millerton is a very easy town to stroll through.
Absolutely.
I mean, all that adds up to a really great day on Friday and Saturday all weekend long. And, Jeremy, you'll love this. I think you will have a sellout. Years and years and years ago, I was at a radio station in Kingston, New York, and a movie made a debut. And we were at 94.3 on the dial, and we had a special free showing actually it was a Monty Python movie, and it was a free showing that included a soda and a popcorn. They had five theaters. They had to open up all five theaters. And I think when you pick the Polar Express and families can see that for free and they can get popcorn and a soda, I definitely think you'll fill all your theaters.
All weekend long, these stores are offering, you know, drinks and snacks and sales and, you know, make it Millerton. It's going to be a great weekend. It really will.
All right. And people, once again, if you want more information, millertonevents.com. Once again, the annual Festival of Lights weekend, November 25th, 26th, and 27th in Millerton for the whole family. Guys, thanks for joining me today. And I'll say it a little bit in advance, but why not? Happy holidays.
Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Marshall.